Can you talk about the Rashi a little further down?
Correct.
Ma'an Amarosa?
Amarosa.
The one that, the last one, actually. Minavere Binashi.
Which Rashi?
Ma'an Amarosa and Ethan Atsilo.
What bothers in the Rashi?
That according to Rashi, we're saving her from the invader. So I'm wondering if that, like, according to Rashi, what's central is the invader, not necessarily who's involved. Like,
let's come to that. So we're the issue that we're raising in the sugya is that there's an ambiguity in the sugya as to whether the din, the din of Raydev, is the din of Raydev, the chiyuv to kill the Raydev, is the chiyuv to kill the Raydev to save the nirdaf, had solas nefashes pilach nefesh, or is the mitzvah, is the chiyuv of Raydev in order to save the Roidev from doing the Aveira, which is counterintuitive, and yet the Rishonim point out that that can be learned from the Sugya. Similar to the din of Nidin al Shem Sofer. Why do we say there's an ambiguity? Because the Mishnah seems to say that it's a din in Hatzola Minu Aveira. Rashi spells it out, Tosha spells it out, and it's correct in the grammar of the Mishnah, and it explains why the Mishnah would contrast Roidev Achar Chaveira Lahorgoi versus Roidev Achar Machalos HaShavas. Because if the din was purely din of Pikuach Nefesh, so why are we even discussing, but not Shabbos? It's not even, never, it would have never occurred to us that there's a din of Raydev for Gabi Chilu Shabbos. So that's why Rashi spells out, Eilu Shematzilin Oysom Min Aveira. Counterintuitive as it is, fits into our sugya of Nidon Al Shem Soifoi. Kachadin. On the other hand, the Braisa that we quote, so there, Tosfos points out that the Lashon teaches us that we are saving the Roidev beneficial Roidev. So that means that we are preventing the Roidev from doing an Aveira. Sorry, I made a mistake. The Lashon of the Braisa says that minayin le'roidev achavera l'horgoi, and it's based on le'isan od amriyecha, or it's based on ve'ein moshiyala, and the Lashon is latzilai v'denamarasa latzila v'nafshoi. So all those point to being a din of pikuach nefesh. What's the essential difference whether it's a din of pikuach nefesh or whether it's a din of Solomon Aveira? So he explained, the Nafka Minis at the Minchas Chinuch points out, Sofek, Roidev, Roidev Achara Trefa, was the third example we gave. Katan was the fourth example we gave.
Rabbi explained
was second. Grama.
Could Rebbe explain better by treifa what the suffix is? Which side it goes in? Because we've tried moving
the minutes. Hareidev achar a treifa, because a ritzech is a treifa is not chayiv b'sayiv. So just at the lower level chayiv, that's all. So if we have a proof that we're matzal min aveira, do we have a proof that we are matzil do we kill a raidev to prevent him from killing a treifa? Same thing as once you see that it's an oynish.
But when we look to the Minchas Chinuch, it uses a lashon that's a little bit differently. It says that by a treifa there's no pikuach nefesh. So we're a little bit confused because it sounded in the beginning like the way.
Okay, so let's leave it. Let's leave it. So it's a good nafkamina. So the and then what further raises the question is that the braisa itself that presents this din as a din of pikuach nefesh refers to the din of roidev as an oynish. Why referring to and prevents us from learning a kal v'chomer because ain't oynish min adin. Ain't oynish min adin. We're talking about pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh. We do have. We do pikuach nefesh like they kal v'chomer. Is that a good question?
Isn't the Mishnah and the Brisa are saying two different things? Is it possible that, like the Rambam, they're teaching two different halachos? One is Hatzalman Aver, one is Hatzalman Pikuach Nefesh?
So that would seem to be a good approach. The only problem with that is the Gemara. So, I mean, the Gemara is quoting the Brisa, Minayin L'Ren HaHaveroi L'Horgoi Shenidin L'Tzil V'Nafshay. And then V'Eluhein Shematzilin Oysan V'Nafshay. So L'Chara, this Brisa is the point of the sin.
But then later on, like two-thirds of the way down, it says Tanar Banon, Echad Rodev HaChaver, etc. And at the end it says, Matzilin on the son of Benafsho.
Right.
And we were mentioning how, in our Mishnah it says, Matzilin on the son of Benafshon, and here it's saying Benafsho. The possible that this other, that we could be connecting to this Brisa, which a little later down, actually Tosefta, which is a little later down.
You know, the Machleik is Tanarim.
I don't know about this tonight. I mean, Rashi says that the two are in agreement with each other, but is it possible that these two teachings are teaching different things? Our Mishnah is teaching Hatzalah min Avera, and then this other Tosefta is teaching Hatzalah min Pikuach Nefesh, which is why that Rashi.
So that's good, but then you've no Mekor for the Mishnah.
For what?
For the Din in the Mishnah. No, the Din in the Mishnah is now without any Mekor.
Those three we do give makors for in the Gemara. Those three.
But that's the brisa that you're quoting.
Well, we do give the what's it called? Lo samla adam re'ech, not samla re'ech, but the so that's still a makor.
But that's the makor for
so you're
a different din. I think what you're saying is correct. Both have to coexist. That I think is correct. We have to go a little bit deeper to figure it out. Right? Yaakov, what you raised before is on target, just not our sugi right now. I just don't get a sidetrack. Go ahead.
Why can't we see that one's sort of like the what and the other one's the why? Just because the Mishnah is asking something from a certain approach, it's saying,
yeah.
When could we save the murderer? And then the answer is, Otaka, when could you save the murderer? When we're trying to save the nirdaf, a side effect of that talk is fine, yeah, you have to save the murderer.
So I think what you're saying was Zach's thing is an emes. In other words, the question that we raised is this a din of Atzolom and Aveira or Pikuach Nefesh? All right? We even have an afkamina. But the fact is, so now we're going weiter. So now I'm trying to figure this out. I'm trying to figure out, so what's the, how to learn pshat in this sugya. And one of the concerns we're going to have is that the mekoyres that the Gemara accepts are all mekoyres that do not support the position of the Mishnah. But achrei kechleis akol, right? But what Zach and Mordechai is saying has to be correct. It has to be that both elements are there, and it has to be. You can say it in one of two ways. You can say the way Zach said it and Mordechai said it. The way Zach said it is that we have a Mishnah of Raisa, and the Gemara is employing the Raisa explaining the Mishnah. You can say it the way Mordechai said and say, the fact is, halacha l'maisa, from whichever way you're going to phrase the sugya, you are going to end up either legislating or teaching or recording the other sugya. I mean, in other words, the fact is that once you teach the din that a bystander is chayiv to kill the roidev, so you're teaching a din of pikuach nefesh and teaching a din about Solomon Aveira. All right, so the two halachas have to work together, right? And then the further indication that both halachas are present is at the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he records the mitzvahs asay of our sugya, so he records it as a mitzvah asay pikuach nefesh. When he records the losas of the sugya, so then he records it as an iser not to let somebody do the aveira. So both have to exist. What's the raya brura? It's the our brisa toner rabbonon menayin liray devacher chaveru lo orgo shenitin letzila menavshoy shenitin letziloi benavshoy talmud loymar loisam lo damer yechov holochu daase hamin boya lei lichtetanya menayin lerabbi says chaveru shutevei benor rechayin gerivah so he listened boy and love shuchayv letziloi. What bothers us is the raya that both are parts of the sugya. So we have to figure out along the lines of Mordechai was going. So what does the Hatzolah and Achait contribute to the final din, and what does the Pikuach Nefesh contribute to the final din? And Heyois, that the Mishnah and the Braisa are accenting different parts of the same din, however you say it. Say like Mordechai says that the fact is both exist. Or you say the way Mizak said that the fact is we have Makor race, the Makor for one din is the Makor for the second din. However you're going to say it, but the bottom line is both are present. And Raya Baruch Hashem a din. So now the question is: so what does each din contribute to the final Psak Halacha L'Maisa? In other words, are we going to say that? Therefore, we're going to have to say L'Chayra that the fact that if a Kotan is a Roidev, that the Kotan gets killed, that there's one of the din of pikuach nefesh is going to determine the chiyuv of redifa. L'chayra, once you say that the Rambam passes caught in the reidev, so l'chayra it shouldn't matter whether one's reidev or treifa. It shouldn't matter whether there's a reidev or a grama. In other words, that should become the driver of the sugya, so to speak. Elam, we have to raise a question. That's the case. What's the half minute to say of Rebbe Acha Mechalas Shabbos? In other words, the fact that the Rambam Paskin is coming to the chase of Rambam, that Kotan or Roidev, it's Chayiv Misa. Yeah. So it means that what you were saying before, what's Magdir the Halacha L'Maisa?
Hatzolah.
Hatzolah. Hatzolah. Right, so Mimela, we have to be machriya the Minchas Chinuch Sveikas, because it's pikuach nefesh at Tzola, right? L'chayra. Right now, let's go back into the sugya. So the sugya says, let's back into the sugya. Gufa. Minayin liroyas chaveru ishu tevei abendor oy chayin gairi rosay oy listin boin olav shu chayiv latziloi talmud loymer lo yisamid al damre yechom. How do we know there's a din of pikuach nefesh? How do we know that a person is mechuyev to save somebody else's life? Gemara says that if there's a mitzvah of Ashovas Momer in Alachas Kamakov, there's a mitzvah of Ashovas Gufay. Gemara says, so Gemara is raising the question, why did the Torah give me a loisase When the Torah gave me a mitzvah of Ashavas Gufay. Imehosam hava mina hanamila benafshe. The mitzvah of Yeshivos Eloi is only benafshe. Avol mitrach umeger agure, but the higher people, emoloi kamash melon. Right, what's kamash melon? Why do we understand this, by the way? Why would be avol mitrach umega gure emoloi? Do you understand that? It's like any other asah. Why should this asah be different? What's halacha and asah? Mechuyim to spend a chaimish. So it's a strange din that if hashayvoy saloi, the gemara says have a min, it would only be mitzvah shebegufoy. He himself. Right?
Agur is more than Chumash.
That could be. In other words, Lachara, one could suggest, it's hard to find this in the Rishonim, one could suggest, Avol Mitrach Umeger Agure means more than a Chumash. So, Eimeloi, Kamash Melon, therefore, Kamash Melon, what? And how far do you go? The lav is, every lav you mechuyev, Kolhoinoi, so until Mesiris Nefesh. So that would be the din. Now look at Rashi, Kamash Malon, Loi Samet al Dam Reyechom, Loi Samet al Atzmacha, Mashma, Elochazor al Kolstodin, Shalei Ove Dam Reyechom, whatever it takes. Loi Samet al Dam Reyechom, whatever it takes. Chazor al Kolstodin. What would Taka be the din? I know that I don't have to give up my life. Do I have to give up somebody else's life? The right life. Chavzor al kol stodin. Kamash melon leisano dam reyecha. So how far does leisano dam reyecha go? What, how did look at the Bryce at the beginning of the Yom? Tana Rinayin Leroyde Facha Chavera Lorga Shanitin Latzila Benafshi Tamalem Lesam Dam Reyecha. Vahocha Yehuda Osa Haimaboyle Lechatanya. Rinayin Leroyes Chavera Shu Tevei Benor Chagir Osa Lisan Boinalov Shuchayim Latzila Tamalem Lesam Dam Reyecha. So now what's the Gemara explaining to us? How far does Leisamid go?
Not
necessarily.
Not enough to kill someone.
Was that?
Not enough to kill someone.
No.
No?
That just makes the whole thing very weird.
Well, hold on.
only to save a life.
Again, the Gemara opens up with the Braisa that says, Leisamid Amriyacha. The Gemara says, that Leisamid will not teach me the din of Nitan Latzili Benach. Right? Minolon, so how do I know that? Ein roi shiyala. Gemara says, Gufa, let's go back to explain minayin the din of leisam dam reyecha. Right? So what does, and now the Gemara explains that braisa to mean that leisam dam reyecha is chazor al kolts dodin shle yo'ove dam reyecha. What does Rashi say? Why doesn't Rashi say El Mukhuyov Lishalim Kol Hoinoi Chazor al Kol Stodin Shli Ove Dam Reyecha? But here's another question. Once I have the din of Ein Reishi Aloi, so what taka is the halacha lemaisa? You had to give a shear on Leisam L'Adam Reyecha. Give me a shear. Right? So you had to, we wanted to know, how far does it go? No. So what would you say? You wouldn't say, hey, Halach L'Maisa, 2016. Right? You're giving a shear. Right? On Leisam L'Adam Reyecha. Talking about life-saving at summer camps. What are you talking about? You're talking about the din of, so you're going to say, people are going to say, how much you have to expend? So you're going to say zecher more than a chaymish, right? Let me know, because Hashivoyse might be a chaymish. Right? Zecher, you're going to have to be mechayev lemega to hire people. So the machleik is we shine him over here. Whether you're able to collect, you know, can you send the guy an invoice? Can you send the bill afterward? After you save his life, he thanks you and he makes a big party. Can you send him a bill the next morning? Right? That's how much it cost me to. It's machleik is we shine him. Maybe he had remote. What's that? You have a taste of rush later on. But putting that aside, you're giving the shear. So, what are you going to say? Kolhoine, right? Now somebody asks you, what about the kid? What happens if it means taking out the roidev?
No.
Not but
to have an
R. Was that? What are you going to say? What's the din? What's the din going to be?
Not from
the Samud. You're going to say it's not from the Samud. But Lamai said it's from the Samud. Because Baruch Hu gave the Samud. What did he have in mind? No, he said Yaakov.
Don't stand by while someone is drowning in a river.
Rather do
nothing.
What?
Nothing.
No.
Sounds like Al Sadim.
Mashmal Elo Achazar Al Kol Stodim Shle Yomid Damer Yecha. How was that?
But in the context of Migar Ura, it means to spend money. It doesn't mean to.
It doesn't mean you're allowed to kill.
Kill.
And in that days, you can be Mosif Dam. If you kill someone, you're killing somebody else.
Saving is different than killing.
You're being over the Israel of Samad if you kill somebody.
And that correct? Is that correct?
So then
you'd be if you save somebody's life by doing it. I don't think it's possible because the din is ein mashiela. What do you learn from ein mashiela? Right? Ein mashiela. Rashi says, right? Mechlal de boy tshua. Al ma na rosa nit natsila. No, shouldn't we say that the din of Ein Moshiach law teaches us how far the din of Leisam Adam Reyecha goes? Let me say another question. When Rashi says in the Mishnah, Umiyu Reitseach Behedya Ksivba, so we explain Behedya Ksivba that it comes from Gzeira Shavah, Haru Kimfurish Bemikra. So I'm wondering, raising a question. Is that what Rashi is referring to? Or is Behed Yok Sivbe Lesan Adam Reyecha? Rashi says it's Mufurish. So again, it's attractive to say, it says Behed Yok Harihu Kim Mufurish Memikra. So I'm wondering whether Rashi in the Mishnah is saying that once I have the din of Ein Moshiach, so I now know that Loisam Adam Reyecha is even at the risk of taking out the Roidev. I say what Arya is saying. What Arya is saying is that we learn one din from Loisam Adam Reyecha. That's a regular leisasa kol hoyne. Then I know another din of ein moshiyala, right? L'chayram, let me ask another question. Why doesn't the Gemara ask, just like the Gemara says, why do I need leisam adam reyachom? So why do I need vashay vayisaloi? No, the Gemara asks, why do I need leisam adam reyachom? I have vashay vayisaloi. Why isn't there a Gemara that asks, why do I need leisam adam reyachom? I have ein moshiyala. If I'm allowed to kill a roidev for pikuach nefesh purposes, so I certainly have to do everything but, right? So lechayra, shouldn't we suggest that that when we finish the sugya, leisamla dam reyecha, that once I have the din of ashi vayisalei, and then I have the din of ein mashiyala. So leisam adam reyecha means chazor al kol tzad, and even means killing somebody else. And isn't that what the opening brayse says? Tanei rabbanon minayin leroidef achar chaver lo orgo shenitin latzila benafshe shneemar. But Talmud loymer leisam adam reyecha. So the Gemara initially says that's not the pshat. That is only giving me the din of Royez Chaveri Teveya Benor. But once I had the din of Ein Moshiyallah, so then the Brisa says, Leisam Dam Riyacha, Rashi says, that's Mefurish. Right? That's Mefurish. If that's the case, so then the din, the Iker din, the primary understanding of Roy Dave is the din of Pikuach Nefesh. On the other hand, if you say what Ari was saying, that they're really two separate Makairis, right? If you say what Arya is saying, that there's one makor is Leisam Adam Riecha, and that's Chazara called Stodin. There's another makor. That's the makor of Nar Marasa in Mashiach. So then, you have one makor that would teach you a din of Pikuach Nefesh, Chazara called Stodin, right? And the din Ein Mashiach, right? So that could teach you what's the name of Ein Mashiach.
Also,
what's the name of Ein Mashiach? that I have to respond if there's a person, if there's a woman is being raped. So every bystander has to prevent that from happening. Ein Mashiach. Rape can only happen if there's nobody else, nobody around to prevent that from happening. Right? Minikomer Ein Mashiach Mechlal Deboy Tshuva. Mechlal Deboy Tshuva. Mechlal Deboy Tshuva means, the Gemara says, Mechlal de boy tshua means what? Even if it means killing the, right? Man amar rosa nitin latsila min avera min nafshe afritzeach vakat yalfa namer ritzeach shitog bal tavor kidol kama but agav gerora. So Rashi saying. So Rashi saying that from the din of Ein Mashiach, so I learn that everybody has to expend themselves in order to prevent this aver from happening. And from the din of Leisam Adam Riecha, I learn the din of Pikuach Nefesh. So it's very possible, however you say it, right? However you say it, Rashi seems to be, you know, whether you say the din of Ein Mashiach now teaches you that how far you take Leisam Adam Riecha, or whether you say that Achrei Kichleis HaKol the two separate Mekoyres, but L'chaiva what Rashi's teaching you is that there are two separate Tzivuim HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. There's the Tzivuim Leisam Adam Riecha, which is clearly a Tzivuim Pikuach Nefesh. L'haraya is that the Gemara says that it is expounded upon because it extends Vashei Vaisaloi. That's Hashava. That's Hatzola. And Rashi says that Ein Mashiach is Leitzil Min Aveira. Eli is correct that grammatically we're a little bit stuck. But it's clear from Rashi that Rashi is saying this is a din of Hatzola Min Aveira. You have to prevent whatever it takes to prevent this rape from happening. And that's in Rashi in the Mishnah, Abu L'Reidev Achar Behema L'Rava V'Reid Salavres Gechavet V'Chalul Shabbos V'Kol Shrein Shor Kriyus Misus Beisim She'Einan Arayis D'Lei Nitin Latzile B'Nafshay Ela Midover Shu Erva V'Yesh M'Kloinu P'Kam L'Nirdev K'Goin Zachar V'Narasa O'Miyo. Right? Now, l'chayra, if umiyu reitzeach behedyuk sivba is referring to the hekesh of, well, now ein reishiyalam, l'chayra, you can't read the Rashi, because the Rashi wants to distinguish between reitzeach and amarasa. So how could Rashi distinguish between reitzeach and amarasa and say, well, reitzeach has a meferish of pasuk ein reishiyal hekesh? Couldn't be. It must be that Rashi is saying, I have two different makores. I have a makor of Atzolam and Aveira. From that makor, I have to ask Akasha. And that is, why is Chilul Shabbos different than Amarasa? Chilul Shabbos is a skila. So why is it different than Ritzicha? So I have to be Magdir. The din of Atzolam and Aveira is only an Aveira that will bring Kaloyin to Pagam. But it's still at Solomon Aveira. Then there's another din of Leisamon Adamri Echa, another Makor. The Mela, so now when we read the Rash, when we read the Braisa, alright? We read the Braisa, So nit and latzila benafshay, according to Rashi, is the din of no hatzolah pikuach nefesh. Hatzolah and avera pikuach nefesh. Hatzolah, yeah. Now the din that we learned from Ein Mishiela. No, but the Rashi tells you, in Mashiach, Nitin Latz, Manamar Rasa, Nitin Latzilim, and Aveira, Benavshay.
What's the Aveira for her?
It's a good kasha, but it's clear that Rashi says, Min Aveira. Right? That's clear. That in Mashiach is the din about Solom and Aveira.
It might not be an Aveira that she's doing, but maybe she's involved.
A part of. Good. But there's, it could be that because the Choymer Aveira is defined by the impact on her. But the fact is, it's nit natzilum and aveira. So Rashi, the Gemara says, but ain't ancient min adin. What's ain't ancient min adin? So where is it? But it's not an oinish. It's a tzolom and aveira.
Because that which gives us the license to do it is the fact of intervening in order to get through the door. We can't just kill anyone for anything.
Good. So L'chaira, you see from this Rashi, The way this the sugya understands the din of Roidev is that there's one din of pikuach nefesh, then there's another din, hatzolah min aveira. Hatzolah min aveira. What's the hedra of hatzolah min aveira? So apparently, with the way that the Gemara understood it, is that when Beis Din will have the license to give an oinish misa, so that license is sometimes advanced in order to prevent the aver from happening. And as when an aver is going to happen, it's mamish like the din of nidon al shem seifer. When the aver is for sure going to happen, and the basin is going to be charged with it, we are teromi kirbecha. So now the Torah is saying there is a better way of we are teromi kirbecha. And what's that? To prevent the Aveira from happening as well, right? So the Gemara says, so when does the Torah say that there is, that the zechus of the Bezin is, not the zechus, but the obligation of the Bezin is advanced, and litan l'chol echad v'yechad, when Aveira is going to create kolayin u'pagam. And all of this, L'chor, the Rambam explains this. Why is that? We saw this Rambam already. One of the two remarkable ideas in the Rambam. The first we already said, pointed out, but now I see it in bold relief. Right? Perek Aleph. Halach Aleph. Vaitseyach Shaharag Bizodoin Ein Me Misan Oisa Eidem Layroim Ad Shiyomer Lebeis Vidinu Le Misa. Pasuk. The pasuk is, even if the Beis Din themselves sees the crime, they cannot prosecute until Eidim and Asra. They have to have the full 9 yards of due process. Says the Rambam, Mehmed Devar Mamurim Bisha Ovar V'Osa Ovarin Shechav Mishas Beis Din. Aval haroidef achachavei v'lohargoi. Harei kol Yisroel mitzuvin latzila nirdaf miyad haroidef. Avakasha. If the din of roidef was purely a din of pikuach nefesh, so would it make any sense for the Rambam to say, when do we say that the Beis Din only kills after the chait was done? Right? When do we say that I need due process only after the chait was done? But before the chait is done, I don't need due process. Is that how you would have phrased it? He would have said, if a person is murdered requires due process. If you can prevent a murder from happening, save a guy's life. But the Rambam has a strange formulation. The Rambam says, when do we say that a person requires due process? After the chayt was done. But, ha-reidef achar chaver l'horgoi, are kol Yisroel mutzum l'atzil. When do we say, reitzeyach shaharag bezodoin, ein mei misen osana eidem v'lo yoroyim oisai. Rambam's formulation. A person murdered, and there's a tzibur there, and they watch a murder. So Rambam says there is no chiyuv on the tzibur to lynch him. He saw a murder happening. There's no chiyuv. The tzibur has to bring him to Beis Din. When do we say there's no chiyuv on the tzibur to kill him? That is if you committed the murder. But if you didn't commit the murder yet, then there's a chiyuv on the tzibur to lynch him. It's such a strange way of formulating a very simple din. What's a very simple din? If you can prevent a murder happening from the murder happening. Right? We would have never put him in the same perek. Leave alone prevention of murder as an exception to the din of due process. But what do you see from Rambam? Right, what do you see? That the way the Rambam understands the halacha is that Roidev, the prevention of the murder, is the Beis Din handing over its obligation, Avu V'yarta, Rami Kirbecha, to be a preventative measure. Right? We've said this based on the Gemara on Ayin Beis and Beis. Right? But now you see it again in the Din of Roidev, in the Sugi of Roidev. And that's why the Gemara could say, but we can't do the din of roidev because that would be oinshim min adin. It would be oinshim min adin because the timing, because essentially what roidev is based in compromising in due process to prevent and handing over the chi of the back to the tzibur. Now, as strange as it sounds, if you look at the context of the Rambam, so you'll see why this is an important way of understanding the din. Right? So what we pointed out is that the din of roidev is essentially hatzolas nefashos, but the Torah formulated the din of roidev as a din of based in giving over uvi artur mikabecha to the tzibur. Once you understand the din of roidev as Klal Yisrael doing the bidding of Beis Din of Nidan Hashem Soifai, so then the question is, well, why should that not apply to every single Chiyuv Misa? Why shouldn't it apply to Shabbos? And why shouldn't it apply to Zohar, to Behema? So the Mishnah has to explain to you that the only time when the Beis Din said that the Ubi Arter Mikor Becha should be done in a preventative measure is when the alternative is Kloin Upigam. Not only for the saving of life, but a Chiyuv Misa, which if done earlier can prevent Kloin Upigam. Right? Parenthetically, you see, nowadays we see, unfortunately, we see the umkus of the halacha here, because we know nowadays, because of Rechmanu Litzlan, because of the pervasiveness of, because the numbers of children who are molested. We know the Rechmanu Litzlan, when a child is molested, it changes their lives. Nowadays, we know that that molestation is murder is a part of a person. In other words, that violation of a person's sexual identity is so powerful. Something that people would have scoffed at 30 years ago. So we now know that it changes a person's life. Psychologists don't understand it. They don't understand how that works. But we know that. Does something. This sugya, the idea of kolonu pagam, understand what the Rebbeinu Shlom was megalat us over here. So we only would understand it nowadays. But that's happening. That those averos which have a irreparable impact on somebody. So like Ritzich is obvious, right? But even the violation of the sexual identity of a person, that also has a, as far as we know, almost an irreparable impact. So look at this Rambam. This Rambam says, how does the whole sugi begin? It begins, Kol Herig Nefesh Me'odim Yisrael, Oivu Lo Yisasa. Good. Mitzvah B'yad Goyel Adam. The mitzvah is B'yad Goyel Adam. Right. What seems to us as being anarchy, that's not halacha. The halacha is a person's murdered, there's an obligation, the goyel adam and the closest of kin, to, we would say in English, to avenge the murder. Rambam says, "Chutz to Gemara, there's no goyel adam. Beizim and misin es aritzeich b'sayif. Right, that's halacha beiz. Halacha gimel is goyel adam. Halacha dalit is beiz. Then you're doing what the goyim should do. Don't take any. Don't compromise. Right. Halacha hey is beiz. Then it's beiz. Then it's not." It's not the job of it's Goyel Adam over to Beis Din. Halacha Vav is Beis Din. If your job can be done in a preventative fashion, do it preventative fashion. So the Rambam formulates the din as Goyel Adam Beis Din back to the tzibur. Back to the tzibur. A strange way of formulating the din. But I was wondering whether they're trying to the following. I mean, that's what the Rambam says. Right? Kachi Adin. Alright, so what we accomplished this morning is we finished up what we were discussing yesterday. That the din of Roidev has two separate components to it. One component is learned from Ein Roshiyala, and one component is learned from Lesama Damriyach. Tzarech Iyon, if ultimately the Ein Roshiyala reshapes Lesama Damriyach, or they live side by side. So, and what Rashi says in our sugya, the Rambam says, if you put together the loisasa of Reish Tzadi Gimel and the essay of Reish Memches, you have the same parsha. It's a parsha of Roidev is based on two separate makaris. In Rambam, it's much different makaris. The parsha of Akatsoiso is kapa. That's the mitzvah asay lachzor al kol tzdodin to prevent an avera from happening. Loisach mol. And don't hold yourself back from preventing that ever happening. Then there's another din of Reish Tzadi Gimel, the loisasa shaloi lachos al roidev. And that the Rambam learns. At the end he says, because in the end he quotes Ein Mashiach. He's saying, correct. He learns from the end of the Katsoisos Kapo, Loisochus Eincha, right? So the Katsoisos Kapo is the assay, and Loisochus the Lois assay, but Loisochus is defined by Ein Mashiach, by our sugya, right? So again, the Rambam says the Parsha of Roidev comes from two distinct Mekoires and Asay, and the Asay is to prevent the Aveir from happening, and the Loisah says, Bikoch Nefesh. Alright, Kachadin.
There's no base? There's no one that's the base that the other one supplements?
From Rambam, it sounds to me as if what the Rambam is saying is that is what you said at the beginning of Shir, that the Beis Din reassigns its obligation of Uvi'arta Ramikir Becha in order to save somebody's life. The Beis Din has an obligation of Uvi'arta Ramikir Becha. Ubiyat Ramikir Becha is usually performed by creating a disincentive called corporal punishment, right? There's another way to accomplish Ubiyat Ramikir Becha, and that is to prevent the Aver from happening. So the Beis Din, so the Torah instructs the Beis Din to relinquish its din of Uviyat Ramikir Becha to Hamonam. And when it does that, it is not only a kiyum in the basis obligation of Uviyat Ramikir Becha, but it also becomes a din of Pikuach Nefesh. That's how I would understand it. But what the Rambam points out to us is that the kiyum of the basin of Uviyat Ramikir Becha begins with the obligation of the girl Adam. So I would suggest Pesha Advarim. What's Pshat in Goyal Adam? After the Chaga Geula. So what is Pshat in Goyal Adam? What do you mean? What does it mean to redeem somebody's blood? Guy's murdered. So what's Pshat to be Goyal Adam? To be Poided Adam? No? What does that mean? Was that?
Whose blood? You missed
Lasavod. Oh, it's all coming to the moment. It's very good. It comes to the moment. Go ahead.
So whose blood are you being gall?
Yeah.
So you could say that you're being gall the one who murdered.
L'chor, yeah. L'chor, the one who is murdered. The one who got...
No, the murderer, I'm saying. Min Avera. Being gall is da, Min Avera.
By giving an oynish. But l'chayra, it's the goyel adam means the dam of the murdered, right? Vafilu rotsa goel adam lepoter shein nafshu shol zeh haneri kinyin goel adam el kinyin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chor, that's shvichus domim. So how do you understand the phrase goel adam? Everybody else is correct. It should be related to Leisamer al Dam Reyecha. Okay, so let's work on that and we'll discuss it tomorrow, Rosh Hashem. Okay? And then hopefully we'll go back to tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
Let's say 10:15 tomorrow, Rosh Hashem.